Welcome to the Sparketing Podcast, where people just like you turn for quick wins in digital marketing and social media, all for free.
Hey everyone, this is just a quick reminder that if you ever have any questions, you can talk to me on social media, ask your question, and I will feature it on the podcast, mention you by name, give you a shout out, and answer your question all at once. So reach out to me on social media at Blake B. Emmel. On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you might be. In this episode, I will tell you what email marketing is and how to become really effective at it for your business. What's up, everybody? What's good? I hope that you're having a fantastic day as usual. Today, I want to talk about what email marketing is and how it's going to impact your business. So this is going to be really, really basic, fundamental stuff about email marketing that I hope will provide real value to you. In case you don't know what it is, I'm going to go into, you know, basically what email marketing is and what it accomplishes, and then I'll give you a few tactics that will help you on your way to growing your email list and thus growing your business as a result. So what is email marketing? Well, email marketing is exactly what it sounds like. It's any kind of marketing that takes place inside a user's inbox. And the key here is that you need to invite yourself into their inbox in an appropriate way, right? So there are ways that you could probably get people's email addresses against their own will, and they're not going to respond positively to that. They'll mark you as spam, and then you're not going to get any business to come from that. So the trick is, not really a trick, but really the point of email marketing is, how do you provide so much value to somebody that they can't help but want to subscribe to your newsletter or to your updates? How do you provide this value such that they will want to give you their personal email address and be in contact with you? And so that's really what I'm going to be talking about today. So email marketing basically is it's the efforts that lead to you being able to convince somebody to subscribe by giving their email. And so usually this comes in the form of a newsletter or a subscription to any kind of, you know, videos, YouTube, an ebook, any kind of online asset that you might have, or a free consultation. Anything that requires you to have an email address to be able to connect with them constantly, to be able to send weekly updates. That's what email marketing is. It's really simple. It's very easy to understand. And it's honestly one of the easiest things to do in digital marketing and one of the most impactful. But I would say that out of all of the different, you know, methods and ways to go about doing digital marketing for your business, this is one of those campaigns that's very seldom used to its maximum potential. Very few businesses are using email marketing to actually build a subscriber list and thus build people that are seeing their content on a weekly basis. That's why it's so valuable, because having a website is one thing, but you're not going to get people to go there on a weekly basis. Think about the websites that you visit regularly. You know, it's probably mostly social media, but you get beyond that. Just maybe think about a product website or a service website that you visited recently. You don't go there every day or every week or even every month. You don't think about it. So the key with email marketing is that it allows you to be in people's lives on a weekly basis and really be present with your contact, so that they really have no choice but to see what you're up to and what you're offering. That's why it's so valuable, because people do check their emails. They may not seek out your website every week, but they will see their emails because they look at that every single day. That's why it's so valuable. So really, we need to take advantage of setting up email marketing campaigns. And I want to go ahead and just talk about the very basics of how to set up a successful email marketing funnel so that you can get subscribers to a newsletter. So first off, you have to have a newsletter. That's the number one thing. You need to make sure that you're writing content. And that doesn't necessarily have to come in the form of a blog. I personally make videos and I make podcasts and I make blog posts and I just post on social media a lot. So maybe to you, getting an email address is really helpful because you want people to listen to your podcast or watch your videos. Whatever it is, make sure that you can have a newsletter to combine that content into just a weekly email. So it doesn't have to be you putting blogs, links to your blogs in this newsletter. You can put links to your videos, links to your podcasts, and just thoughts that you've had this week. People are genuinely interested in that, especially if they have expressly given you permission to use their email address to provide information. So that's the number one thing. You got to make sure that you're actually producing content that you can share in some kind of a newsletter. You can also build your email list by writing an ebook and providing that as a free asset. And all you ask in return is for the email address and permission to send out future content. So there are all kinds of things that you can do, but we'll just stick with the example of creating a newsletter for simplicity purposes. So once you actually have a newsletter that you're putting together every single week, the next step is that you need to make sure your website is in good shape, tip-top shape, for actually converting users into subscribers. Just because somebody visits your website doesn't mean they're going to be compelled to follow your content on a regular basis, which means that the very top of your website needs to be attractive and clean and very focused on what you do. You need to make sure that what you offer as a service or product is clearly represented right when somebody lands on your website. And then you want to make sure that there is that call to action, that there's a field to fill out an email address and a button that says join our newsletter or something like that. You can be creative with that, but you want to provide that option right away to join the newsletter. And just before that, at the top of the page, you want to make sure that people can understand exactly what you do and what kind of content they can be expecting from your business. So now you've got your newsletter that you're curating every single week. You've got a call to action right at the top of your website on the homepage. Now what? Well, now you really need to continue to improve the messaging on the rest of the website down the page to make sure that if they're not quite ready to give you their email right at the top of the page, that hopefully by the time they read through the rest of the homepage, you can add another call to action at the very bottom that does the same thing, that asks to join the newsletter. And hopefully by then, they'll be a little more prepared to surrender their email address in exchange for your content. So you really need to make sure that your content is primed all the way through from the top to the bottom, that it's priming customers to want your content on a regular basis. So you may need to revisit some of your headers, some of the text on your website, some of the wording, some of the imagery, and make it really more appealing and more focused at what you're doing so that people get a really good grasp of what you're offering. And then that's pretty much it. Then there are other steps that, you know, you need to sign up for an email marketing platform account with either MailChimp or Constant Contact. But that is really a different portion of this altogether. The key part of email marketing is all of the preparation beforehand, because if you can get everything, your messaging, your imagery, your calls to action and invitations, if you can get all of that set up properly before you ever even touch MailChimp or another email platform, then you're probably pretty good to go. And the more people you can get to your website, the more you can try to optimize and tweak things, A/B test. If you see that certain things are working or certain things aren't working, you can always optimize it a little bit more for conversions. So that's basically how to set up an email marketing campaign on the front end on your website. And I'll do another podcast down the road on how to use MailChimp or Constant Contact, whatever you're using. I recommend MailChimp just because it's free up to 2,000 subscribers. So when you're just getting started on your email marketing, you can keep it free until you reach that amount, which is great for getting your feet wet and understanding how the platform works before you actually have to start paying them. And then after that, I believe it's about $75 a month. And it goes up the more subscribers you have. But the more subscribers you have, obviously you're going to be making astronomical amounts of money off of this email list if you gain the right kind of leads from this and you continue to provide great content. You will convert a lot of those people into paying customers. So let's recap. Just make sure that you're actually compiling a newsletter, whether you're putting into this newsletter videos or podcasts or blogs or thoughts in general or great images or links to your social media feed, whatever it is, compile a newsletter that can be sent out in an email every single week. Then once you've done that, the next thing to do is make sure that at the top of your homepage, you have an invitation that asks people for their email address and to join the newsletter, and make sure to describe why they should do that. Provide value at the very top in your header. And then you want to also optimize your footer or the very bottom of your page above the footer to have the same call to action to join the newsletter and ask for the email address, because the people that weren't ready to do so at the top of the page might be more ready now after reading more of your content. And then finally, you just want to make sure that you're optimizing everything and tweaking things as you see fit. And that's really it. You just make, you know, half of the battle with email marketing is just asking if people will give you their email address. And some of them will and some of them won't. And the people that won't give it to you, that's fine, because they wouldn't interact with your content anyway. So you really only want a small percentage of these people, because the more qualified they are, the less you have to spend on keeping them in your list and the more money they'll pay you. So I hope that that was helpful. I hope that you have a greater understanding of email marketing, what it is, and how to get started. This is definitely by no means the advanced guide to email marketing. Obviously, this is just a very rudimentary, fundamental, foundational little snippet of what you can expect from email marketing, but it's a good start. And if you're not doing this already, start with these steps and then let me know how it goes. And you can always reach out to me and I'll respond and ask any questions, and I'll definitely feature them on the podcast. Cool. Well, that's it for today. I look forward to talking to you later on. Thank you so much. And just a quick note that we are now over 700 subscribers to the Sparketing Podcast. This is huge. It's only been 2 months now, almost 2 months exactly. And then we're up to 730 subscribers. I couldn't be more happy about this, but I'm never satisfied. And let's get more people out there listening to the podcast just for the sole purpose of helping their business grow for free. Because I always appreciate the free resources out there that have helped my business grow. And I want to help as many people do the exact same thing that I've done and not really have to go through the 5 years of grinding and grueling through hands-on experience that I've had to go through. I'm thankful for that. But you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to do 5 years' time just to grow your business, because you need it now. That's why you're listening. So keep on listening and invite other people that may need it, that you may be aware of. And I will talk to you next time. All the best. Love you. Love you.